And I want to welcome you and say good morning. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio, and this is the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. I'm Catherine Davis, and we come to you on Friday mornings at 10 a.m., and we bring you quite a number of different ideas, issues, and activities that you can explore. And today is no different. We are standing by for our guest. And as we lead up to that moment, I wanted to tell you a little something about an event that's going to be taking place. It's actually an online series. It's an event that I think that you really might enjoy. And it's the, The Global Indigenous Wisdom Summit. And this is an unprecedented sacred gathering of indigenous leaders. And it's taking place November 18th to the 20th. And so it's an internet event, so you'll be able to go and log in. But in order for you to do that, I have to send you the link. So for those of you who are interested in participating in this free online event, give an email to Catherine@heartofmind.org. That's K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, Catherine@heartofmind.org. And I will be more than happy to send to you the link, and you would just follow that link and be able to register for this three-day event, the Global Indigenous Wisdom Summit. And it's on November 18th, it's Indigenous Prophecies and Wisdom. On November 19th, it's Challenges and the Healing Journey. On November 20th, it's Bringing Our Prophecies and Highest Visions into Reality. And it can be terribly disheartening listening to the media and hearing about the crisis facing our human family and all life on our beloved Mother Earth. Environmental destruction, economic and political corruption, social and cultural disintegration, violence and human rights abuses abound. When the focus is on all that's negative in our world, it's easy to lose sight of the reality that the spiritual world is always bestowing blessings and opening up new possibilities. Ancient indigenous prophecies clearly foretold that after many difficulties and struggles during a 500-year-long spiritual winter time, there would come a great spiritual springtime, which would bring unprecedented unity and diversity to our human family. This spiritual springtime signals the birth of humanity into its full spiritual maturity. From families, clans, communities, and nations to a fully harmonious global society. This is a long-promised time. During the lengthy spiritual winter time, indigenous peoples greatly suffered, as did all members of our human family in one manner or another. While those wounds cannot be undone, they are being healed. We are forging a new path today, one in which the sacred hoop of the people is being restored, as prophesied by the great Lakota visionary, Haifaka Sejsepe, Black Elk. Here, then I was standing on the highest mountain of them all. And round about beneath me was the whole hoop of the world. And while I stood there, I saw more than I can tell, and I understand more than I saw. For I was seeing in a sacred manner the shapes of all things in the spirit, and the shape of all shapes as they must live together, like one being, and I saw that the sacred hoop of my people was one of many hoops that made one circle, wide as daylight and as starlight. And in the center grew one mighty flowering tree to shelter all the children of one mother and one father, and I saw that it was holy. This was part of the prophecy of Black Elk. And I'm going on now. At the core of this global restoration is the recognition that indigenous peoples carry a way of being that is sustainable, harmonious, healthy, and just. Their ancient wisdom can guide us in creating truly collaborative human relationships. And now these indigenous voices from our beloved Mother Earth are coming together to share the secret knowledge with you. The Global Indigenous Wisdom Summit will be a spiritual gathering with representation from the four directions of Mother Earth. These indigenous voices will share prayers, sacred songs, prophecies, spiritual teachings, and pathways to healing, as well as concrete examples for birthing a new era, one in which all members of the human family are treated with respect, understanding, compassion, and justice. This sacred wisdom is important medicine for us all. And the sharing of this wisdom makes it an exciting time in which to be alive, as the winds of history are with us, and as we begin to live in the days of the fulfillment of the sacred prophecies. Join us in moving toward a new spiritual understanding of ourselves as members of the one human family. And with this summit, some of the things that will be explored for you are the profound importance of the emergence of the seventh generation as prophesied, 16 indigenous principles for building a sustainable and harmonious world, a greater understanding of indigenous prophecies and how they are being fulfilled around Mother Earth, insightful approaches to rebuilding broken trusts, healing deep wounds, and promoting a global culture of peace. Practical tools for developing non-political governance and self-determined communities. Sacred pathways to connect with the unity of oneness of our human family and to experience a deep sense of belonging. Profound wisdom that will empower all to walk the sacred path with practical feet and to take unprecedented unified action in manifesting our rapidly emerging spiritual springtime. And this Global Indigenous Wisdom Summit is a free online event that I can invite you to, but I have to send you the link by email. But it's the Global Indigenous Wisdom Summit, and it's November 18th, 19th, and 20th. On November 18th, it's Indigenous Prophecies and Wisdom. On November 19th, it's Challenges and the Healing Journey. And November 20th, it's Bringing Our Prophecies and Highest Visions into Reality. And I will be able to invite you to this as a free login. It's produced by the Shift Network, and I have that opportunity to share this with you. So for those of you who think you might want to participate, give a call to, send an email to Kathryn, Kathryn, at heartofmind.org, Kathryn at heartofmind.org, and I will be happy to send you that link. And so I'm going to, I think I'm going to take an early break, and we'll play a few announcements, and then I'll be back in just a few moments. So let's take a few announcements and we'll be back. Welcome you back. Once again, you're listening to Heart of Mind Radio, and this is the Progressive Radio Network. I'm Catherine, your host. And it seems that we're having a little bit of difficulty reaching the guest that I had hoped to be on the program today. Perhaps we will before we move on. But if not, then we'll try to make arrangements to do something next week or beyond that. But that guest I wanted to tell you about, Sergio Magaña Osio Kyoto, and he is a really remarkable indigenous teacher and healer, and he'll be coming to New York City, and he's offering a lecture on his new book, The Toltec Secret: Dreaming Practices of the Ancient Mexicans. And he's also taking a group of folks on a pilgrimage to the navel of the moon, the birth of Huitzilopochtli in Mexico. And this is a great opportunity for those of you who connect with indigenous healing and indigenous teachings to be able to really have that one-on-one, hands-on training. And I have been very fortunate to be able to take a few courses with Sergio Magaña. And I took a course on, cleansing, how to go into these ancient meditations and connect with the energies of the earth and pull those energies through your body in a very specific way, with a ritual, with certain incantations. And it allows you to, over a period of time, have real transformation occur and healing occur in your life. And I also studied with him the obsidian mirror practice. And the obsidian mirror, the obsidian is a stone that comes from lava, comes from volcanoes, and it's cut as a circle and polished, highly polished. And you can use this obsidian mirror to stare into it and have connections. You are able to connect into the parts of your being that you wouldn't normally be able to see. And you do certain prayers and form ritual as you're staring into the obsidian mirror. And your image, after a time, at first disappears. And it allows you to go into the formless space, that quantum space from which everything is formed. And as you practice with the mirror, you begin to have visions appear as they rise up into the surface of the mirror of the different aspects of your own being. So you might be able to look into the face of your own higher self. You can look into the space of different aspects of yourself. So you would be invited to meet that part of you, that allows you to connect, really deeply connect with that thing in you that is an obstacle for you. And beyond that, You can use it to implant your dreams and your visions into that deeper part of yourself by using the obsidian mirror. So it's a beautiful, it's a really beautiful practice, and I'm actually now using both of these practices as part of my healing practice, so that I have these as additional tools to some of the work that I'm already doing. And Sergio is actually coming to New York City, as I said, and he's going to be doing an event at the Open Center. And I wanted to give you a chance to learn more about that. And the event is called The Toltec Secret Dreaming Practices of the Ancient Mexicans. And I do believe we're going to be speaking with someone who's going to give us a little update on this event, and then hopefully we'll be able to get Sergio on the radio live next week. So let's invite our caller. Hello? Oops. Okay. You know, I think it may be that Mercury is in retrograde, because things are just upside down. Okay, so let's see. Let me tell you a little bit about this event. It is the Toltec Secret Dreaming Practices of the Ancient Mexicans. And let's see. Okay. And the event, the real treasure, let's see. The Aztec calendar reveals 2012 to 2021 as the dawning of the sixth sun, a time for the ancient wisdom of Mexico to be revealed to the world. The Nahual warrior refers to, and rulers and priests, were considered to be masters with a deep understanding of the dream state and a working knowledge of how our perceptions from our reality, once kept hidden, this secret mystery school for the elite is now available through teachings by famed Mexican healer and modern-day messenger of this sacred knowledge, Sergio Magaña. Sergio is the author of The Toltec Secret, Dreaming Practices of the Ancient Mexicans. In the evening lecture, he will teach about these powerful practices and rituals passed down from the ancient Tol lineage, the Toltec lineage, that was once only shared from masters to students for 1,464 years, following the legacy of the last ruler of the Aztec Empire. And so, according to Sergio, the real treasure of the Aztec was his hidden wisdom and gold. Sergio will explain how the deep power of dreaming altered states of perception and expanded consciousness. And what you're going to be covering, should you go to this lecture, is how to become lucid in your dreams and have four times the power to manifest your creation in the dream state. And also heal and rejuvenate your body and send healing to others. Communicate with your ancestors. Develop your perceptions to see energy and altered reality. Use the mysterious obsidian mirror for cleansing and healing. Learn who you were in past lives. Release what is trapped in the past. So these are some of the secrets that come as part of the practice of the ancient Mexicans, according to Sergio Magaña. And we're going to be speaking with a representative who's going to tell us a little bit more how to connect with the event. And I want to say hello to Dr. Linda Bender. Welcome.
Hi. Welcome. Thank you.
Yeah. Hi. Well, thank you for coming on and filling in a little bit for Sergio Magana. And I know that you're having an event coming up at the Open Center. Can you can you tell us a little bit how people can connect with this event and from your perspective what they'll be able to enjoy?
Oh, right. Okay. Well, the Open Center event, it's located on 30th Street in Manhattan. And it's this evening from 6:30 to 9:30, and we are going to dive very deeply into the sacred connection between animals and humans. And so we're going to really, really
Hold on a second. I'm sorry.
Yes, dear.
Okay, I thought you were going to be talking about the event with Sergio Magana. So I'm thinking that I'm in Mercury retrograde because you showed up for me here. So you're talking about something that's happening tonight.
Yes, I'm speaking about my workshop, which is happening at the Open Center this evening from 6:30 to 9:30, and it's about the sacred connection between humans and animals. I'm going to be talking about my new book, which has just come out, called Animal Wisdom. And yes, that's what's happening this evening. And
okay, well, let's go into this a little bit. I'm, you know, it's unexpected on my part, but I'm flexible. So tell me, what is this event on sacred animals, sacred connection, humans and animals? Tell me something about that.
Right. Well, I have been connected to animals my entire life. Back when I was a child, I grew up in New Jersey. I had a healing and empathic connection to animals that I thought was completely normal at age six. And my life evolved into continuing that love and compassion for animals, and I became a veterinarian, and I combined three loves in my life, which is a deep love for animals, and also, and I believe what they introduced me to, a spiritual journey, which has been lifelong, and a love of travel. So I've lived and traveled all over the world, and I worked with wildlife around the world and also companion animals in this country. Mm-hmm. And working with wildlife around the world in Africa and Indonesia really sparked my keen interest and passion for conservation. And I was called, oh, about 5 years ago to start putting together a book. I was on a trip in South Africa in Kruger Park, and I had a very strong and spiritual connection to a group of animals, and I was basically called to take that learning, love, and understanding that I have gained from a lifelong connection with animals and really bring it out and, quote, teach the humans what I know. And so I have basically dedicated the rest of my life to doing that, and considering what's going on in the world today, we need all the help we can get. So my book is a compilation of much of that wisdom, and it's a how-to also. It's a way to dive deeply into the interconnectedness of all life and how to serve. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, you know, the most compelling question we need to ask is how we are serving others. And I help teach people to take that journey themselves.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, that sounds great. So let me ask you this. I have two cats. You know, they're very sacred, I believe. And we have a real communication. It's a language. And
yes.
And I understand what their different meows mean. I understand, you know, they have a very real language. It's just a question of, like, learning French, learning German, or learning cat language.
Yes.
And I presume all animals have this kind of communication. And what's interesting is that I discovered it because I've always had a single cat. And this is the first time that I had two.
Yes.
And I began to watch their interaction. And I was fascinated by the fact that their faces are so expressive and they communicate just through their eyes, and they, you know, so there's a challenge or there's a warning or there's a, you know, sort of a gentle look that they have. And I began to notice this really expansive communication that's part eyes and how they look at each other and the feeling that comes through it. Their you know, voices and the different tones and kinds of meows and talk that they have, but also behavior. And I see, you know, their behavior is such that you know if they're okay and you know when they're really mad. And so once I began to see the depth of how they communicated to each other, I began to interact with them. And I found it totally fascinating that that we could have this depth of communication, and on some levels, because it's so raw and it's so real, I almost feel I can communicate with them better than I do people.
And
So I'm wondering, I know you're doing an event this evening at the Open Center. So explain to people what they will experience and what they will learn and how they will, you will help them to make this connection.
Well, it's so beautiful the way you described your relationship with your cats. And what happens is exactly as you described, when we are open and we, you know, shut up and observe and listen, animals will truly invite us into their world. And that has what has been my lifelong experience. For children, we don't doubt. You know, we go into that relationship easily, and all kids get it. But then we lose it. What I like to do is help people go back into that innocent and, as you called it, that raw relationship that we can have with all beings. It's so pure, and it's easier. You know, we don't have to learn 50 yoga positions or, you know, balance balls up in the air. We just need to simply show up and offer ourselves and communicate with the source of all life. You know, the same thing that makes your cats, an elephant, a tiger alive, it's the same thing that makes us all alive. And when we go back into that inner world, that is where we connect with animals, and we become metaphysically charming to them. And so it's an offering, a sharing, and it's a love bond that draws us in. And it's quite easy to connect to. And I love sharing how to do that with people.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it also helps us with other human beings, because we're all animals. And, you know, animals don't read books. They don't understand English. But they have their own language, their own cultures, and sacred communication. And that's what I help people tune back into.
Well, that's really great. So do you feel, you know, it's interesting because we live in a culture that doesn't really respect animals. You know, people eat animals and they cage them and torture them for experiments. And we use all the habitat that would allow them to live their lives in a normal and healthy way. Yet animals seem to be very forgiving. And I'm wondering if, you know, I have thought sometimes that maybe they are closer to the divine consciousness than we as human beings.
Wondering
if you have any thought, have any thought about the message that they're really trying to give humanity.
Yes, I actually have, when I was writing my book, most of my communications with animals, and I don't like that expression, you know, quote, animal communicate. We can all communicate with animals. But, you know, animals have given messages, and particularly now when their situation is desperate and we are causing so much devastation in the world. But animals have much to speak about themselves and their relationship and their millions of years of wisdom. You know, we're the new kids on the block as humans. They've been around a lot longer, and they have so much wisdom to teach us about all the problems we face today. And yes, you know, we need to pay attention. We need to pay attention to that wisdom. And I also talk about in my book the reciprocity, you know, what we do to animals, we do to ourselves when we eat the flesh of animals that has been riddled with hormones and antibiotics, and we eat that in our own bodies, it becomes part of us. But, you know, the joyful corollary is that when we protect and care for animals, we're protecting and caring for ourselves. So when we protect their habitats, we're protecting our own habitats.
Mm-hmm.
So they have so much to teach us.
Mm-hmm. So I would like, if you have a few more minutes, to just put it out there to people if they have an animal or are concerned about animals and they'd like to connect with you and ask a question. Do you have a few moments to stand by for that?
Sure.
Okay. So I just want to let folks know that the call-in number here is 888-874-4888. 888-874-4888. But also, if you want to really connect and with this particular beautiful idea, the animal wisdom, you can go to the opencenter.org, the website opencenter.org, and right on the front page there's a little button you can click, and you can go in and register for the event. And it's you would want to act on that fairly soon, because the event is actually tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's see, it's Animal Wisdom Learning.
Yes.
What is it called again?
Learning from the Spiritual Lives of Animals. And the easy thing for people to do is to go on my website, which is lindabender.org, and you can learn a lot more about me and my work.
Okay, lindabender.org. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
We'll ask people to do that. And I don't see any immediate calls coming in, but I am happy to have you join me this morning. So can you tell me a little bit about the practice that you do? So you actually work with people and their animals? Is that part of what
well,
you do?
Well, what I've started to do, because I've seen so much need, is because I've been a lifelong animal advocate and I've spent many years in the trenches, I meet people all the time who desperately want to help, who love animals, and they go out there and they get just absolutely frozen and shut down because they can't handle it. And so what I've found, I put together coursework and one-on-one counseling for people who want to empower themselves to transform that love and compassion for animals into action, compassionate action and service in the world. So I work with a tremendous amount of people, and it brings great joy to me to know that not only I'm serving people, but I'm also in that way serving animals, because it really takes all of us. It takes a species for all of us to wake up and serve the animals.
This is true. And I think because they're serving us, most certainly, and have for the entire duration of humanity on this planet, I do believe. Now,
right.
I also understand that you're actually a veterinarian?
Yes, I spent many years as a veterinarian on because I've spent so much time also with the rescuing animals from the wildlife trafficking trade.
Mm-hmm.
The conservation and environmental problems we face today are really beginning to, along with my lecture and workshop and counseling work, taking so much of my time. And I work with my nonprofit. I have a nonprofit called From the Heart, which directly helps animals and their care. And I also have something that people might be interested in when you go to my website. It's a section called The Unexplained Powers of Animals. And that is a database of stories that people can send in. And it's the largest database of stories of unexplained powers. You know, stories of you and your cats that really can't be explained by science. But what the purpose of that is to show that this connection, this intuitive psychic connection we have with animals is not out of the normal. It's not paranormal. It really is very normal.
Okay. We have a caller.
Yeah.
I want to invite Ray to join us. We have a call for Linda. Hello, Ray.
Hello. Hi. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How's it going?
Hi.
Good. Hi, Linda. Nice to meet you over the phone. I feel a little connection to you. My wife had bought your book for me, and I read it. I'm an outdoor enthusiast. I like sporting dogs. I have a lab. I grew up with sporting dogs, and I do a little training, and I just wanted to say what a great read. And I've had dogs my whole life. I'm 48 years old, and I just, after reading the book, I actually feel like a closer connection with my dog. It's kind of hard to explain, and I always felt a great bond with them. But
yes.
I just, you know, wanted to, like I said, kind of meet you, Linda, and say, you know, what a great book. And yeah, I feel like I guess the easiest way to, is closer to my animals.
Yes, yes, I'm so thrilled to hear that. And you know, one thing we need to remember, and the Aboriginal elders speak of this, that all of us, whether we're humans or we're dogs, cats, elephants, all of us, each one of us is one raindrop, but it falls into the ocean, the one great ocean of love. And when we connect to that, we all understand the joy of life that animals bring
us
into.
Yeah, that's beautiful, Linda. Yeah, it's... That's amazing.
Well, thank
you. I'm just big fan. Just kind of wanted to kind of meet you, Linda, and just, you know, what a great book, what a great read. And like I said, I'm a lifelong dog guy, and I just I feel so much closer to them now. Thank you.
Thank you for your call.
You're
That's
welcome.
Great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
We might have time for another caller at 888-874-4888. That's 888-874-4888. So, Linda, it seems now at this stage most of your work is from the perspective of humanitarian and really leading people to understand that deep connection we have with the animal world. And in many ways, when we recognize that, it puts us into connection with the whole natural world, because
Absolutely.
Animals are so much more dependent on their habitat and their environments so that they can thrive within the planet. It would be wonderful to have a planet that had room for all of us. What is the vision that you want people to hold for this moving forward?
You know, we need to expand our understanding of what our home is. You know, our home goes way beyond our mailing address. You know, our home is really the entire planet and all the beings that live here with us. And it's time we all include the animals and nature into our family.
Mm-hmm.
And all beings have soul, all life is soul, and we need to stop claiming dominion over animals and nature and start sharing that loving, sacred relationship we have with all life. It's imperative for our survival, and it's the most important conversation, I believe, that we need to have today.
Okay. And this we're speaking with Linda Bender, and the workshop is this evening, so you'd have to make your decision and get down there tonight. It's 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. Animal Wisdom, Learning from the Spiritual Lives of Animals. And you can connect by going to the New York Open Center. And the New York Open Center, you probably could go in person, I believe. Just to be sure that you have a space, it might make more sense to go to to the website. And it's the website is opencenter.org, or you might be able to give them a call. I don't have their number handy, but it's probably Let me check. It's a beautiful...
I have a number here. Mm-hmm. It's 212...
Okay.
219-2527.
Okay, that's 212-219-2527. And one of the nicest things about these an event such as this is... Not only do you learn about your deep connection to animals, you'll be in a room with people who all feel that sensibility of the connection, the importance, the sacredness of animals. And so who knows what might be created out of that exchange and an opportunity to maybe work with some of those people with some of the work that Linda is proposing that we do. So it's always a wonderful thing to make that connection. And the New York Open Center is on 30th Street, and it's easy to find, 22 East 30th Street, and it's probably closest to the East Side local train. So, you know, take a trip to the Open Center, enjoy this beautiful animal wisdom event, and it's really, really nice to have this opportunity, an unexpected opportunity, I should say, to meet with you today.
Thank you. I enjoy it.
Sometimes things work out as they should, because
that's correct.
You know, because if you're going to be offering your event tonight, this would have been the only time that I could have really shared it with people and given them this opportunity to make that connection as well. So I'm really happy that things worked out as they did. And I want to offer you an opportunity if you have a last few thoughts you want to share with folks.
Well, you know, I would just like to say there's such a compelling body of evidence out there which suggests that our human minds not only connect with each other, but with animals. And it happens across space and time and beyond. So we're even able to connect with our beloved companion animals who've crossed over. So there's a wonderful wealth of an enriching experience that we can all share in this great mystery that we call life. And our animals are walking that journey with us. And as much as we can combine our love and our wisdom, the better we all are.
Very good, very good. So thank you very much. I do appreciate your being available and sharing your wisdom
with our
listeners here over the Progressive Radio Network. And maybe we'll be able to connect again sometime
soon. Yes, I hope so.
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for joining me today. And we are, or have been, speaking with Linda Bender. And her event is Animal Wisdom, Learning from the Spiritual Lives of Animals. And it's this evening from 6:30 till 9:30 p.m. at the Open Center. The Open Center is easy to reach. It is, 22 East 30th Street in Manhattan. And you can go to the website opencenter.org and register for that event. And if you have a love of animals, I invite you to do that. I started out the program speaking of an event with Sergio Magaña, and I do want to make that connection for you as well, because the event is actually coming up reasonably soon. It's on the 20th, and the 20th is next week Thursday, so I wouldn't be able to tell you about it otherwise. And the Toltec Secret Dreaming Practices of the Ancient Mexican. And it is Thursday, November 20th. And it will be giving an evening lecture and book signing at the Open Center as well. And I gave you that information. It is opencenter.org. You can go there and connect with this really special event with Sergio Magaña. And I really highly recommend. He's a young man, but I've interviewed him several times and really connected with his energy. And I've studied with him at least on two occasions. And I have found myself greatly enriched by that And so I really do think that he's something that's offering you. He's offering you something very real. He's a lineage holder, which is very rare to find someone these days who has been sanctioned by the elders to bring these teachings into the world. And you could also find more about Sergio by going to his website, and it's sergiomagana.com, SergioMagana.com, SergioMagana.com. And for those of you who want to connect where I started with this email, with this really special free indigenous online summit, I think that's pretty special as well. And it is November 18th to the 20th, and you can connect. It's at the Shift Network, but in order to be able to find the link for your free participation, I have to actually send you that link. So you can send an email to myself, Catherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, Catherine at heartofmind.org. And I really am going to be looking for more things that you can participate in that are free, that are things that you can do at home, that are things that you can do within the, you know, the realm of possibility in terms of your transportation, in terms of your economics, because the work we're doing is bigger than any one guest or any one person or any one modality or any one thing, because we are working on this unified global shift, coming together as a human family. And so I want to remind you, the Global Indigenous Wisdom Summit is going to be 3 days. November 18th is Indigenous Prophecies and Wisdom. November 19th are Challenges and the Healing Journey. November 20th, Bringing Our Prophecies and Highest Wisdom Visions, into reality. And you'll be able to connect and view these presentations online. And there are many, many speakers. And also, actually, once you've registered for the event, you'll be able to go back in and actually listen to earlier recorded interviews of Indigenous peoples from the Summer of Peace, 2013-2014. So it's a very rich resource, and I want you to have an opportunity to share in that, because it won't cost you a thing. You just need to click online. And for those of you who want to do that or communicate with me regarding other issues, other things going on in the work that I'm doing in the world, you can connect with me through that email, Catherine@heartofmind.org, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, Catherine@heartofmind.org. And for those of you who would like to participate in meditation, I offer a really wonderful meetup. It's a Qigong practice. We do meditation, and it's on Tuesday evenings at the Riverside Church in New York City at 6 o'clock. It's a wonderful group of people. We've actually joined a farm co-op that takes place in the Riverside Church, and we share that food together. We get the food, we chop it up, we share it with each other, and we each go home and make our soup or stew. And then we do a sitting meditation. We do Qigong movements, which is really a moving meditation and using our awareness to move through the body. And when necessary, there's a little, at the end, we do a bit of hands-on healing, and we can connect with each other in that way. So if you have more interest, you can connect with me by phone at 347-480-1694. Or if you want to connect on a one-on-one basis, you could also call that number. I now have a small healing center in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. And you can reach me at 347-480-1694. or by email. And I thank you very much for joining me today over Heart of Mind Radio. A little bit of an unexpected change of events, but with the really care of the staff here, I've been able to get through it. And I want to thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for more great programming. Bye-bye.